And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network, and, of course, 1090 AM, and, of course, YouTube Live and Facebook Live, all the above.
You're going to start needing to take a bigger breath with all the new stuff we got with Sports Grid now.
Yeah, we got lots of that stuff. Hey, Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Maxa, in the world headquarters here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Jim Hendricks from Saltwater Sportsman, CCA California Board of Directors, extraordinary fisherman, halibut expert. I mean, the list goes on.
Long list.
Yeah.
About as long as the list of places you can hear Let's Talk Hookup these days.
That's right. Yeah. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize today to one lucky caller or texter.
One of the coolest things that we're so fortunate to get to give away to our listeners, and that's the Costa Del Mar prize pack. And basically, you're going to get a $300 credit to Costa sunglasses, and you're going to get to go on the website and just spend it however you want, whatever pair you like, whether you get a fishing frame, a lifestyle frame, one of the hybrids, whether you choose to buy a lesser expensive pair of glasses and use the extra money on all the killer Costa swag, koozies and coolers and shirts and all their gear, or you put it all towards a killer high-end pair of shades, whatever you want, you got $300 from Costa coming your way at the end of the show today. If you want to get in on that, or like we say, better yet, just your chance to talk to Jim, 213-432-1090. That's our phone number. Again, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, please make sure to include your contact info, because that's way too killer of a prize to not get a chance to win that one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's continue our catch report. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing, the bass capital of the West. Good morning, Brian.
What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry for the late call here this morning. We're in Rich Catalina. We were in a little bit of a dead zone there this morning.
Yeah, so we're running a little late, too, so it all works.
All good.
Yeah, roger. Well, hey, we'll make this quick for you guys so you can keep rolling there. But kind of like Gundy alluded to, you know, we saw a little bit of fluctuation in our water temps here along our stretch, and the bass fishing was a little day-to-day, both three-quarter and half-day. Half-day guys, you know, some decent sand bass action over some of the open hard bottom areas. The guys fishing down near the bottom on those dropper loops, or like Jim was talking earlier in the show, that Carolina rig, super effective for those sand bass here this last week for us. On the live sardines and some of the cut bait, that fished well for those guys out or near the bottom. And then a few halibut sprinkled in there as well, and some sheephead now starting to see a little bit of that with this water starting to change here a little bit. Those guys fishing the clam and the shrimp. Three-quarter day, similar to the half-day scenario, really only difference has been, you know, we folded in some calico bass fishing and the kelp there. Some decent days when we had the right conditions, right? Kind of seems to be the nature of things anyways. You need a little bit of water movement. Plenty of fish caught on the live baits there, and we saw some nice fish caught on the artificial lures as well, and some small pockets of bonito in and around that zone too. Small casting jigs, like those little sniper style jigs, were a good call for the guys that wanted to have a good time casting that bonito. And then the Fury out there on the banks, you know, it's no secret that that's been the place to be for that yellowtail and that bluefin. He spent some time out there on some of his multi-day trips, and then out at Colmeny. Same deal, some shots at some yellowtail. They had a nice little show on some bluefin here relatively close to the island. We put up a little video of them picking a fish here in real close around the outer kelp line. Kind of little batch of fish came up, caught them all off guard. They hooked a whole bunch of them, and they got a handful of 60 to like 120-pound bluefin for those guys real close to the island. The spots where we were normally catching bass and yellowtail is kind of a cool scene for those guys. And then off in a small boat, big bluefin arena, fishing there on the Lexi, had some shots at that bigger grade fish out there on the kite with the flyer and that stuff for some of his guys. And then finally, you know, we wrapped that catch really fast derby. Super stoked on that. We got a good chunk of money that we're able to raise for CCA to put towards some of their efforts and keeping things open for us. And I just want to put a shout-out to all of our awesome sponsors on that. And Corey Sandin stepped up huge for our winners and dropped off a couple boxes of his baits for our first and second place winners for this last month. So super stoked and thankful for him and his willingness to help in our program here. So,
so rad.
Good week for us. Yeah, he did, dude.
Corey's
the stuff
man.
He dropped off is going to be set. Yeah, it's awesome. So give us a jingle here if you want to hop on a trip. 949-496-5794. Or you can hit us on the web at danawarp.com.
Right on, Willie. A great report as always. Appreciate it very much. Glad to hear things are going good. Good luck at CAT today, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Right on. 8 miles to the east end, so we'll get around the back here and see what we have today. Thanks for the time, guys. Have a good
rolling,
one.
Put your Marlin trolling jigs out right now.
Yeah. We are, yeah. The sun was out here a little bit, and there wasn't kelp everywhere. We'd have them in the water, but I have a feeling on the way home, those jigs will be deployed, and we'll be looking on the way home.
All right, buddy. Go get them.
Yeah.
Cool, Willie.
All right, boys.
Appreciate
see ya.
It, man. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, want to remind you, we're great friends, and man, what a perfect thing to have if you're going offshore fishing. It's Terrafin, and that report is sponsored by Terrafin. Sea surface temperature charts focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. They have sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Yeah, for sure. Our phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Kevin from Catalina Island is up next here on
Speaking
Lake Talk.
Catalina.
Yeah, what's up, Kevin?
Holy moly, has it been a bit of time? So cool to talk to you guys. Hey, man. Well, guess what? I'm at PSNS on Catalina Island right now, and I'll be here for a couple weeks. Oh, yeah. Belong to the yacht club here, so things good. I got a fish report for you because I ate some fresh bluefin tuna last night. My buddy went outside of Santa Barbara Island and got a 129-pound bluefin tuna. So it was pretty stellar. That was the best sushi I've had in a long time. And another catch for you was a 42-pound halibut at the West End last week. A couple that comes to the club here, they were just going out for fun. And she caught a 42-pound halibut. They got on the boat, and it absolutely destroyed their rods, brick and rod tips. So they couldn't find the boat to take it out. For sure. And the third one is, what is the best flyer to skip on the water out there right now? Because that is the most incredible sight fishing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So go for bluefin, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah. What do you think, Jim?
I think a rigged flyer is the best flyer.
Yeah, a dead flyer.
Yeah.
Well, the live flyer would be the best.
Well,
as
opposed to artificial flyer.
Yeah,
I think
but a rigged flyer.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the real deal.
If you go to saltwatersportsman.com, I did a little tutorial with Barry Breitenberg. We did a rigged flyer, so you can
oh,
go
no
on
kidding.
There. Yeah, yeah. We were out on the Cortez waiting for a bite, and, or between bites, and I said he was rigging a bait. And I said, "Well, let me follow along," and we did a little tutorial
step
on it.
Step by step, how to do
step
it.
Step by step,
sweet.
You know, with the skewers and all of that stuff. So that's you know,
and
there's
that's
a
lot. Saltwatersportsman.com.
Yeah, saltwatersportsman.com. There's a number of ways to do it, but that's the way Barry does it.
And, yeah.
And we had that day we ended up with. Hooking five and landing four up to 250 out on the court.
That's a good day.
They'll take that to
We had our fill, that's for sure.
Yeah. Was that this year?
No, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So we were out there with Brandon Nilsson, actually on his boat on
Brandon.
Lucky B.
Yeah.
And we were doing a video. And we said, oh, so, you know, why are you rigging that? Let me. So that's why I go there because I can't remember how to do it every time. So I go back to my own story.
And you can see.
And see step by step exactly how it
So you'd go on saltwatersportsman.com and then just search flying fish?
Yeah. Do, flying fish. Bluefin, flying fish, one of those search terms, and you'll find it.
It's good tips.
Yeah. They're really
awesome.
Good tips.
That's good stuff. Hey, thanks for nice to hear from you, Kevin. Been a long time. Good that you're back at your old stomping grounds, and thanks a lot for the call there this morning. Rick, you have a good text,
I thought so, for sure. This is from John in Rancho San Diego and says, hey, what a great show. It's so good to hear from Jim today. I just want to give a shout-out to the prepared crew of the Jig Strike that had a difficult situation yesterday, and so happy to hear that everybody came through unscathed. Jim, as a private boat expert, could you comment on being prepared for the unexpected on the water? What are some of the things we should set our boat up with, et cetera?
That's a really great question.
So,
first of all, have all of your safety equipment ready to go in what we call a ditch bag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have it scattered and buried throughout the boat. So have everything you need. Have your EPIRBs, your PLBs, your life jackets.
Backup VHF.
Handheld backup, right. Floating VHF, waterproof.
Yep. What was the one you said, the PL, what was that?
PLB, personal locator, location device.
Like personal, an in-reach type?
Yeah.
Something like that?
No, it's
like an EPIRB.
It's like an EPIRB, but it's designed to be put on your person.
Got it.
You get separated.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you have your EPIRB. Your EPIRB usually is on a quick release bracket, so that if it gets wet, you can deploy it manually, but if it gets wet, the boat goes down, it automatically releases, activates, and it floats and it starts broadcasting your position. So you want to have all that ready. You don't want to have to wait until, because believe me, in an emergency, it's tough to remember.
It goes fast.
It goes very quickly.
Yeah.
So have all of that ready. Communication is key in these cases, because you've got to have to broadcast a mayday. So make sure that your VHF is set up with an MMSI and has a DSC distress button on it. As soon as you get in trouble, if you've got it all set up with your MMSI, which is a maritime mobile identification number, a service number identification, make sure it's set up so that you can just press that button and automatically broadcast a mayday to the Coast Guard and any other vessels that are in the area.
Yes.
So.
And I might note, too, that the MMSI is available for free if you're a Boat U.S. member.
Yeah.
You just go online, you just register it, and
it's actually free to anybody.
Is it free to everybody?
It's free to anybody, but
okay.
Boat U.S. makes it really easy.
Really easy.
Go in there and get your MMSI, and then you go and enter it in into your...
So if you're not a Boat U.S. member, you have to do it kind of a roundabout way?
No, you can go right to their website.
They'll
let you do that.
Okay.
So they'll let you do that without being a member. You also have to enter your MMSI into your EPIRB and into your PLB. So all of those have to be registered with the...
So are those separate MMSIs?
But it used to be just one MMSI for a boat.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, you have your handheld VHF, which a lot of those have DSC capabilities now. And you have to enter your MMSI into that as well.
This will
enable the Coast Guard to identify who you are, what your boat looks like, what the name of your boat, and will locate your boat when you hit that DSC button, DSC distress button.
Yeah.
Don't hit it if you don't really need something.
Yeah.
Don't let the kids play around with your VHF and hit that red button. It's covered, but if they hit it, then it's going to send out a false signal of distress.
Good information.
The first thing you said was be ready, and boy, reading the social media accounts of the tragic incident that happened yesterday was exactly that. I mean, they said that, boy, from it happening to, people in the water was very, very short amount of time. And, yeah, like you say, you think about it now when your head's calm and clear, not when you're racing around trying to deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of people wear their inflatable life jackets, just normally, whether, whenever they're going out. And that's not a bad idea.
Totally.
For sure. Hey, I have another one here, and thanks for that text there. There's another text that says, glad to hear that everyone on the jig strike is okay. As you know, you've had guests on your show that do insurance. Do you know that policy covers gear in that situation? Tony in Hesperia asked that question. I know, when everybody's safe, that's the most important thing, but you also think about, wow, had a bunch of gear on that boat. I lost it all. Good news. Next Sunday, right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Bob and Christy Dawson from Dawson Insurance Services will be here. They insure all the boats. They sell the travel insurance, and that travel insurance works. It really, really works. I just personally had a recovery from the Queen Charlotte Safaris trip that they paid off. I know a friend of mine, his wife was going on a trip. The friend of the wife that she was going on the trip with broke her hip. She got all her money back for the trip.
That's right.
It's absolute must to have that travel insurance. And next Sunday, Bob and Christy will be able to tell you about if you were on that boat and you had the trip insurance, whether that would be covered and how that would work, too. So tune in next Sunday and you'll learn about that.
Yeah. Well, hey, I wanted to read one more text, and this was from Dave in Anaheim. It says, Jim, could you give us your approach on how to appropriately fish a kelp patty? I see everybody run right over the top of them, see the fish disappear, see people cast too close, etc. give us the expert's approach method.
Good question. Excellent question. And there are varying opinions. I've heard some people say it doesn't matter. But I don't rush the patty. First of all, I'm going to say this. This is probably one of my pet peeves. You know, don't fish for boats. Fish for patties. If you see a boat on a patty, give them a wide berth and go find your own patty. When you do spot a patty, you don't know if it's going to have fish on it usually or not. So, and it doesn't matter whether I'm approaching upwind or downwind or, you know, or in the beam sea. I like to, first of all, if it's Dorado season, Dorado don't hang out right under the patty. They roam around. You can't consider them residents of the patty, just frequent visitors. So they're going to be roaming around this patty. So I like to first slow troll in. And we were talking about slow trolling earlier. Slow troll in. Put out a couple of sardines, lively sardines, and I like to troll in a spiral pattern, kind of like a pinwheel, kind of like in toward the patty, because you don't know where those Dorado are going to be anywhere around. You might see them. You might see some terns on the deck, you know, fluttering around. That's a sure sign. There's Dorado there, but you just don't know sometimes. And then once you kind of get in and if you don't catch anything, set up on the downwind side and drift away. It might be yellowtail underneath. If there's yellowtail underneath, then there might be hanging right out under it. But the other thing is pop a few baits, like Pete said earlier. Pop a few baits out there, not a big net full of them. Just onesie, twosies, try to get something kind of going. If you throw out a whole bunch of them, they're just going to gang up into a big ball.
Yep.
And they're not going to do you a whole lot of good. So onesie, twosies, and then as you're drifting away, pop a bait every once in a while. And that's usually when you're going to get your yellowtails, when you get in tight to it. But rushing right on top of the patty is...
Bad program.
I don't know. I just don't like to do it. And I heard some so-called experts say it doesn't matter. Just rush right into it, and you know. And I just can't do that.
Yeah.
So
good advice. Yeah. All right. And thanks for that text. Let's come jump on the phones.
John from Huntington Beach is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Jim. Do you still do seminars and things? I remember watching a seminar probably 25 years ago that you did on small boat handling and anchoring up and all that. Yeah.
I do from time to time. Yeah, if anybody asks me to. I haven't been asked lately to do seminars. But I do write a lot of articles for Saltwater Sportsman magazine and also for saltwatersportsman.com. You can go on there. I write an electronics column for Saltwater Sportsman. I write some boating columns. I write feature stories for that. And you can find them all free of charge on saltwatersportsman.com. Go right to that website. There's all kinds of cool stories, not only from me, but from a lot of our other expert writers for the magazine.
And it's regional, too, right? Like, you're the West Coast editor.
I am the West Coast editor. So for example, I just gave you a copy of a magazine we did, a story we did on railroad fishing. And then I have a mahi story coming out in the next issue.
Nice.
I've done stories on calico bass with Benny Florentino, all kinds of stuff with different people out here on the West Coast. I love, you know, getting expert advice from people because they certainly don't know it all. I'm always learning something new.
That's what Let's Talk Hookup's all about. We have experts like you come in and talk about it.
Well, we're all learning. If you're not out on the water and striving to learn, you're probably not doing your best out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to tell you about a great event. It's the Kiwanis Kids Fishing Derby and the Kiwanis Club of Imperial Beach in the South Bay here in San Diego area is having it on September 28th from 9 to noon, and it's located at the Tin Fish right there on the pier.
That's cool.
IB. Yeah, so limited to only 40 participants. So if you want to do it, you need to make an RSVP, and that's to IB Farmer Leon, IB Farmer Leon, Leon at gmail.com. IB Farmer Leon at gmail.com. Fishing gear to use, bait, the whole thing, and the Kiwanis awesome. Club is sponsoring that event. Also want to remind you, too, of a couple of great trips, too. The Shogun 6-day, our Let's Talk Hookup trip that Ron Lane is hosting. We talked about it yesterday. There's spots available. I can't believe there's spots available. But with that yellowfin fishing, the way it is down south, oh, my gosh. And the yellowtail fishing, and and this next text I'll read, you'll want to go on this trip. They actually have spots on that six-day trip. It gives you a full couple, 3 days down there in the zone. It's October 21st to the 27th, and you just don't know what else could happen at that time of the year because it is the best.
That fishing is basically like it's Guadalupe-grade yellowfin with no sharks that bite. Popper, surface iron, yo-yo jig, Colt sniper. You are going to... Oh, my God, that's such a good trip.
Yeah. Wow. So you want to go call up Presby Sport Fishing or just book right online at ShogunSportFishing.com. The other one that's really amazing that there's spots available is our first two-day Liberty limited load trip is sold out in September. The second one, October 14th through 16th, two-day limited load to 25 on the Liberty with a great price, includes the food and everything, has spots available.
Really?
So if you, I know, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, we have great giveaways by our sponsors like AFCO, Gamakatsu, Shimano, and more on the trip. It's going to be a fun trip. So if you want to go, just go to fishermanslanding.com. And when you go on Fisherman's Landing, just put the boat Liberty, put limited load, two-day trip, and that trip will pop right up. You can book right online there at fishermanslanding.com. And that brings me to the question of that Scott in San Diego sent in. It's a little lengthy but and I normally wouldn't read this long one, but it's a good one. I've got a fair amount of fishing experience, but just got back from my first long-range trip. It was aboard the American Angler 8-day. We slammed the 40 to 75-pound yellowfin. We were actually trying to get through the tuna to get to yellowtail on the yo-yo. We hoping we didn't hook any more tuna. It was wild. What a great trip. I'm a jig guy and caught most of mine on poppers and surface iron. Shogun trip? Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Yeah. So much fun, he says. After 50 to 60 pound yellowfin tuna on my 9-foot Terramar stick and Trax 500 signal speed, I was worked.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No kidding, man. I did cast them using the Talica 16 2 speed on a bait stick, which was a much easier reel to reel, but not as much fun to cast. My question is, can you recommend a great 2 speed casting reel on my jig stick? And I don't know that exists. Jim, any ideas there?
2-speed casting reel. Well, we're going to have to talk about that. Rick, I'm going to defer to you. You're the tackle guy.
Well, it's mechanics. It's how the spools work. On a star drag reel, which you're fishing now with your Tranks, when that reel goes into free spool, you just have a spool with the spool shaft that sits on two bearings. There's no weight. There's no additional anything. And that's why they cast so good. It takes so much less inertia to get that spool to start to roll. It's easier to get it to stop. Two-speed reel, which is a lever drag configuration, there's a lot more weight on that spool. The drag components are all attached to the spool. So no two-speed is going to cast as good as your star drag.
Especially a Tranks 500.
Exactly. It just isn't. And that's not due to quality. That's just mechanics of how those two are put together. With that said, small two-speeds have come so far, and I would say if you're looking for like a jig casting reel, it'd be a Talica 12. You know,
so I was going to say the Talica 12 because it's a narrower spool, same frame size, but much better casting.
And especially that newer version, if you're lucky enough to be in the market and you're buying a new one,
Talica A.
I wouldn't throw away my previous generation TAC 12, but the new one is a little smaller. It fits in your hand a little better. The spool height is equal across the two. If you were looking for a good casting two-speed reel, that's the one.
It's got that new drag system on it. Yeah.
Infinity drag.
Have you tried that the A-Series?
I haven't tried it yet, but I just hear I hear great things about it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. But with that said, man, not broke, don't fix it either. Like, yes, you got your butt kicked. You know why? You were catching 40 to 70 pounders on a 9-foot rod. You're supposed to get your ass kicked on that.
So maybe drop to an 8-foot rod.
Oh, I think that's awesome, bro. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
the kind of fishing that the long range boat. Then, of course, being on the American Angler, I mean, you're on the premier boat there, right?
I mean, what fishing? And that bite has been so unbelievably consistent.
Yeah.
I talked to our buddy Goner, who was on the Shogun on their last trip, and he said it was the best looking he's ever seen the ridge. They fished and they caught their yellowfin.
And he's seen it a lot.
Exactly as described by the previous texture, they couldn't hardly get away from them. They went to a yellowtail spot, and they were on the 13, and said you could see the bottom.
Wow.
The water was so clear, and they had a school of a one of those big giant, like Nat Geo School of Oceanic hammerheads swim under the boat. You said you could look down and see a thousand. Didn't bite a fish, didn't take a thing, just look down the water, see a thousand hammerheads swim underneath
the boat. They have other things on their mind.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty amazing. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great info with Jim Hendricks. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing, Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details. It's the Ford Labor Day Sellathon. 6 days of the biggest savings on an incredible selection. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through September 3rd and get great offers across the lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. Like the built Ford Tough F-150 truck, the adventure-ready Ford Bronco Sport, or check out the always electrifying Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's the Ford Labor Day Sellathon, and it's your chance to save. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, now is the best time to get behind the wheel of a brand new Ford truck or SUV and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end September 3rd. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Jim in the studio, the world headquarters here, Let's Talk Hookup, talking fishing, and man, I love these reports. This is my favorite time of year.
It's
you
the best.
Said it best.
September 1st.
Yes.
Right. September is our month, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
weather straightens out. Fishing gets good.
Yeah.
Mike on the Tribute talking about 50 fish nights on top of great anchor bait fishing. Like,
yeah, in the daytime.
How about
daytime
that
and nighttime.
You can hang out on the anchor in the daylight and pick out a sardine and catch a fish, or you can get at the rail in the nighttime and yo-yo jig your butt off and catch 50 pounders. Like,
yeah.
Just, God,
I'll let you
right
and
now.
Jim stay up all night. I'll get the great time fish. So, looking here at the world headquarters, you look at our outdoor camera right now. You can see the red roosters over at the fuel dock right now. And I know Andy had a phenomenal trip down on the bank down there.
You're about to see the success pull into that same
in.
Frame there. They're sliding in right now.
Sliding in. So that's one of our new features here on Let's Talk Hookup on our live YouTube and and Facebook feed. And, of course, if you miss it live and you're listening in your car or whatever on our app or on 1090 AM or on the Sports Grid app, you can always go back to our channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, or Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Facebook or YouTube. All those links are available on our website, letstalkhookup.com. If you click up on the upper right corner, you'll see our social media platforms up there, and you can see all that stuff.
But, great, great feature. I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's a little different added feature. And, you know, the other cool thing about it here is I turn off the camera at the outside there. You can see we feature a lot of our great sponsors here.
Yeah.
And I'm getting all the logos up there. We're missing a couple, but we got most of them. But
about to miss Fred on the Daily Doubles hitting by us.
Yeah, Fred's coming by. Anyway, we want to thank our sponsors because that's what makes Let's Talk Hookup happen here. We wouldn't be here without them. So please, if you like Let's Talk Hookup, please support the sponsors.
Well,
for sure.
Said.
All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Jim, Pete, and Rick. You know, that was so exciting to hear Jim talking about halibut and the big halibut and it's tremendously exciting. But then when you go, trying to gaff it is terrifying. Like I was taught fishing swordfish, you always go over it because if you swing under it, you could woof it, and that's bad. Especially if somebody else's fish you're trying to gaff for them.
I think that's just a general good rule. Always go. Greg Stotesbury one time told me never gaff from underneath. Go over the fish. Go behind the leader, and that's how you want to gaff it. Don't gaff. Don't do the pitchfork style. I call it. Just come over the fish, hit it as close to the head as you can, but behind the leader.
Yeah, for sure.
What about the stomach? I heard that the stomach immobilizes the halibut. If you gaff them in the stomach, it'll like cause them to like paralyze for a minute, so you can get them in the.
I probably have done that by accident once or twice, but the problem is the tissue's so soft back there that if you don't get a
big fish, it may pull out.
Yeah, it may pull out. So if you're getting, you got a 35, 40 pound fish and you gaff them in the stomach, as you lift that fish into the boat, you may just tear it open. So my recommendation would be get it as close behind the head as you possibly can, in the shoulder if possible, if you can't get it right in the head, and that's where you need to get it. But it's tough. I mean, when they come up vertical, when they come straight up and down, it's tough to get a good shot on them. But I wouldn't aim for the stomach. I mean, like I said, I've probably done it once or twice just on accident. But it's not a good look.
Again, like the harder job is the gaff man. For sure.
Yeah, because, especially on halibut.
And you said it too with your big one with your son. Like if you hit him right in the head, the ideal spot on a tuna or yellowtail, you bounce off of that thing.
Right. Right.
9 times out of 10, it's behind the head. It's great, like kind of like Hills is talking. That's my favorite spot. Is like in the again. This is all in theory where it's no problem. Oh, we're standing here. Oh, I like to hit them in the ribs. As soon as you do, their mouth goes open, and it's a good hard spot, and you lift them into the boat. You say that all day long when it's three guys BSing around the microphone. When all of a sudden the 30-pounder is gliding into you, and that's your shot to not screw up. I just hope it gets in him.
I hope it gets
into the box.
One of the things about, and this was new to me, one of the things about the Marina Del Rey Anglers Tournament is there was a live weigh-in bonus. So we weren't gaffing fish. We were actually netting fish. And by law, you have to have a net on board if you're fishing for halibut. Now, that can be even trickier because you've got to have somebody who's good with the net, and you have to have an angler who's used to swimming fish into the net. But we did that with them.
And how do you do that?
Well, basically, if you get them gliding on top, and then have the net person put the net right under them, and as soon as he gets in the net, lower the rod tip. Well, the tendency is for the angler to keep lifting.
Yes.
And you don't want to lift because it will
pull it out.
And halibut can swim backwards.
Uh-huh.
So if they realize they're in trouble, they'll just start kicking back.
Yeah.
And so you want to basically get it down low enough where they're not going to get freaked out about it. You don't want to touch them on the belly. You touch them on the belly with that net, they'll freak out.
Yeah.
Anything.
So you're more of a net guy with halibut.
No, I'm not. No. It's just in this tournament, it was advantageous to net the fish.
Net the fish.
And we had a great big wide mouth net that we could drop them
so
into.
So you're under them, scooping them up, not necessarily forward with them swimming into the purse of the net?
Yeah, well, we're getting in position. We aim, we get the, you know, sometimes, especially if you've got a hard drift, you know, the halibut's going to scope out quite a bit. So sometimes that's scary. So you got the halibut scoped out way, you know, way behind the boat. So you're just easing him underneath, over the net with your net man, kind of actually more astern of you. And as soon as you get the halibut over the net, drop the rod tip, and the halibut will swim.
Down into it.
Yeah, and in the case of the winning fish that we got, a 30-pounder, we actually, you know, my buddy, he pitchforked the net, and which you shouldn't do. You should like bring the handle up straight and get the fish down in the net.
Oh, but you have to have a big enough net.
Yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, we had a big enough net. He just pitchforked it.
Pitchforked it means just scooping.
Scooped it up.
So you don't want to scoop it.
Yeah, and he snapped the rim. Luckily, I was in a position where I could grab one side of the rim and he grabbed the other.
Oh, snap the rim of the net?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
On the winning fish.
Oh, my gosh.
On the winning fish. Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's yeah. So we were, I was not disappointed to break the net. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially on that
quality
one.
Problem.
Yeah. You have a great tech,
I
huh?
thought so. It says, hey, Jim, being a trailer boat guy, can you give us the do's and don'ts on wheel bearings? Fresh and salt, best marine grease, what's our good maintenance program, et cetera. That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the bearings are you got to pay attention to them. I like to repack or inspect my bearings at least once a season. Don't neglect that, because if you burn up a bearing, you're likely to burn up the spindle on the axle. Now you got big problems. You got to get off the road. You got to and you're going to have to replace the entire axle, because you can't just replace spindles on an axle.
Oh.
So, inspect them frequently. I like to use good waterproof grease. There are marine waterproof greases. I think the brand I have is STP or, no, Lucas Oil is what I've got. Lucas Oil, marine waterproof grease that I use. Use good bearing protector. There's a lot on the market. I think I have bearing buddies or
buddies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the ones where you can just take a gun and just shoot it right in.
Yeah, yeah.
How often do you do that?
Well, they have an indicator on them. So there's a blue indicator on them that, you know, gets squeezed out of the bearing cap when it's got enough grease in it.
Uh-huh.
But if it gets sucked inside that little recess in the bearing cap, that means you
got to put some grease in.
Yeah, you need. Don't overfill it, because it can blow out the rear seal.
Uh-huh.
Now, once you blow out the rear seal, now you're going to be leaking grease. Could conceivably leak water into the bearings.
I gotcha.
But it's not hard to replace bearings. You know, it's actually, I carry a spare hub with me. It's in my truck out in the parking lot right now in a special case. So it's a special case. I have a grease gun in there. And if the bearing goes out and I catch it before it burns up the spindle, I can pull the wheel off, pull the bearing off, have a few tools. It's messy because there's a lot of grease everywhere.
Sure.
But I can put a fresh...
Have you had to do that on the road?
I have not done it yet. But,
yeah.
But
let's hope not. Right?
There are those who have and those who will,
say.
Again, though, how key is preparedness on something like that? You're ready for it when it does happen.
So that's the key, you know. I just did a story for Boating Magazine called My Trailer Broke, What Now? And you have to be prepared. And ultimately, if you do burn up a spindle, that's the most common thing where you want a towing service that will actually tow your trailer to a repair shop. And Boat US has that service. It's $15 a year. They will
add it onto your
regular on the water towing coverage, and you can. It's worth it. I've used it with my brother's boat before.
Yeah.
They basically put his boat on a flatbed, and we took it to a trailer shop.
And it's covered.
Yeah. Wow. There was nothing. Called it.
$15 a year.
$15 a year was the best investment he ever made.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have a good text, huh?
Well, I was going to jump into the phones.
John.
John's calling from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Guess we don't have John.
No worries.
So have a text from Bill in Breckenridge. Guess who that is? There's only one Bill in Breckenridge.
I know exactly who that
Bill Barney.
Is.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says, and thanks, Jim, or Bill, for listening. He says, thank you, Jim, for your hard work with CCA and your amazing photos for the Sport Fishing Calendar, which is coming. I know Bill's working hard on it. Can't wait to see what great photos you have for me this upcoming 2025 calendar year.
Oh, thank you for those kind words.
Yeah, and if actually in August, which I haven't flipped the page, that's one of your photos there with the big white sack bass,
right? Two photos right there. My son's in the middle with that.
Hey, all right.
That big...
giant sand bass.
Yeah, big sand bass. And my buddy Ron Bellani with a nice big white sea bass we got at Catalina. We got... four bites that day, Catalina. We got our two white sea bass right first thing in the morning, and then we went out in the deep water, and we got two big 34-pound yellowtail.
Oh,
we had four bites.
That's the best four-bite day ever.
I know.
What time of the year was that?
That was in June. June.
Wow.
It was right before the three-fish limits got reinstated.
Yeah.
So it was before June 15th, I remember. So
that's good fishing.
Bill had mentioned your hard work with CCA. Any big CCA events, things like that?
We do. Thank you for asking. We got a great big one coming up, the CCA California Orange County Golf Tournament, October 25th at the Costa Mesa Country Club.
Super fun event.
Yeah, it's great lunch, fabulous raffle prizes. You can sign up for that. Oh, and each hole has a sponsor. So I don't exactly know how that works, but each hole has a sponsor, so you can win prizes at each hole.
Each hole.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And what's the is it a scramble?
I believe so.
Best ball scramble?
Yeah.
So for everybody, it's fun, whether you play golf or not.
You definitely don't.
You just have to have one good golfer.
Exactly.
Just go to ccacalifornia.org. ORG to sign up. It's $200 per person or $800 for a foursome.
For a foursome. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds go to
CCA.
CCA
support
California.
The great work of CCA, fighting for your right to fish, fighting for marine resources.
And we'll say that. Thank you for all your hard work. I mean, I'm on the CCA board too. I don't do nearly as much as you do. I just talk about it, but you actually get in the trenches there and really work it hard, man, and spend a lot of time doing that. Gentlemen.
Thank you
for your efforts.
I wish everybody would join CCA California. If we could get all the anglers, licensed anglers of California to join, we would be we've got a lot of issues we're fighting right now.
A lot.
We really, really need everybody to join and get behind our advocacy efforts fighting this legislation.
This 30-30 thing.
The 30 by 30 is crazy.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Both the 30 by 30 and the MPA review, the environmentalists are hijacking those processes.
Totally. Yeah,
and
totally.
they're trying to turn them toward their, for some reason they believe that anglers are the enemy. Anglers are not the enemy.
No.
What is there are enemies. But it's
plenty of
water
it.
Quality.
It's the water quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that last
week.
Yeah,
with Wayne.
And you know, it's water quality and people. They just go together, and they go down together, right?
Right.
And that's, there's a lot of people in Southern California, and when you get runoff or sewage or whatever, that's our biggest
and threat.
So why don't we spend time figuring that problem out rather than attacking fishermen?
Exactly.
They just want to shut fishing down.
Yeah. For some reason, they're messing around with the little things and not paying attention to the big things.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right.
All right, I had a great text come through. This says, hey, guys, another great show. I'd like to get your recommendation, if I could, Jim, on a surf fishing setup. My daughter and son-in-law, who surf, as do I, and love it dearly, live in Oceanside, a couple blocks from the beach. I'd really like to get a couple of surf fishing setups to just leave with them so that they and my grandchildren can enjoy what we have there in our backyard. Love the show. First time, long time, from Dana in Oceanside.
Okay, I'm not a big surf fisherman, but I can tell you what I do. First of all, don't get too hung up on the reel. You want a light spinning outfit. You want something that's you can fish, 10-12 pound test with. That's it. And don't spend a lot of money on the reel because it's going to get salt water in it. It's going to get sand in it. You're going to be replacing the reel. What's more important is that rod. You want a nice tall, I say like an 8-foot spinning rod. You have a 2-piece 8-foot spinning rod I use. It's great because I can get up above the waves and the foam and hold that. And I'm, believe it or not, you know, Gundy could and Bill could probably tell this story better than me. But if you're standing in the water, you're casting too far. I fish with sand crabs sometimes. Sometimes the ghost shrimp. Sometimes the bloodworms. But I'm a fly bait fisherman there. And basically, you want to put it in the foam right at your feet. That's where the big corbina.
That's where they live.
That's where the corbina come in. They roll. You go watch them roll in shallow water.
They hit you in the ankles.
And then they roll back out. We go, you know. And sometimes you'll see those great big. You know, this time of year we've been seeing a great big spot fin croaker in spawning aggregations. And you always know they're in spawning aggregations. You see one great big fish. And she's golden in color. She's a golden female. That's the female, and you have all these males following along with her.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they normally live in the bays, but they come out on the surf zone, and that's where they like to spawn. So down here in San Diego, I've seen a lot of posts of a lot of people getting some catching those big. Big spawning.
The big
females.
Spawners.
Yeah.
In terms of a reel, I love that Shimano Sedona. It's under $100. It's exactly what Jim said. Like, to me, that's like where you spend the least amount of money, but you still get that very, like, smooth feel, good quality. And, like, obviously, there's a lot of steps up that are higher and nicer, but you're fishing that thing in a bad neighborhood. It's going to get salt. It's going to get sand. Sedona's a reel that's under $100. It will work for a long time. And then when it does inevitably meet that hard surfacing depth, hey, you know what? It didn't kill your pocketbook. Get a couple years out of it. You can just go get another one.
Yeah, I think that's the reel I have on that.
Sedona.
Yeah.
Great reel.
Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time? We talked to Sean. Sean's comes from Lomita this morning. Hey, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. I just want to thank you for all the coming up with this show. And, you know, your anniversary is coming up on, like, September 20th. I just want to give you the word of thank you for all these years of keeping us entertained and informed. You too, Rick. And thanks a lot for that. Jim, you have a wealth of knowledge that you've already shared. I'd like to hear a funny, crazy fishing story about landing a fish or just one that you have in the archives to dig up a good fishing story for us. I always love hearing those.
Okay, well, I'll try to make it quick. I've got so many, but I'll tell you one that we just were talking about. I was fishing with one of my buddies who came into town. He said he wanted to go marlin fishing. I'm not a huge marlin fisherman, but I said, okay, we'll go out and catch a marlin. So we went out and we put our jigs out, and we were trolling around the 14-mile bank for marlin pretty fast, you know, big jigs. And, a swordfish kind of called us into another, a swordfish boat called us into another area. So we went over there. Marlin weren't up. So we're trolling around. Well, let's eat some lunch. So I said, check the jig real quick. He checked it, came back. We were eating lunch. And I was standing up looking for marlin on the seat of the boat. And I didn't know it at the time, but I had knocked the kill switch off of the ignition switch.
Ooh.
And the engine just stopped.
Oh.
And I was like, I looked back, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
The engine stops, you look back. And I saw the rod on the starboard side just bent over and just line just screaming off of it. And I'm like, what on earth? And I look back about a quarter mile, I see something jumping. And I said, Ed, I said, Ed, go grab that rod. You forgot to put the clicker on when you checked it. and so he's like, oh, I know, I went and grabbed it. That's right. And I told him, I'd get that engine started. So he's cranking. The engine won't start.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, he said, he come grab the rod and reel. We're yelling at each other because the blind's still peeling off the reel. We're almost ready to. And
he's cool.
He comes, grabs the rod and reel from me. He says, "You go get the engine starting." So I saw that kill switch laying there. I plugged it in, and poof,
there you go.
And I said, "Get on the bow. We just reel like hell."
Yeah. it's amazing how when you knock the kill switch off on outboard, you just won't start.
I think that's what they're called.
That's the idea,
switches.
Right?
And anyway, we reeled that fish right to the boat. I think he said, "Thank God, I didn't know when you were going to."
And you got him.
We got him. We took a few pictures. We released him. Yeah, he was gone.
And
so.
You got your. I mean, how about that? Let's go target a marlin and actually get one.
I know.
How often does that happen?
Well, that leads pretty perfectly into this next text that I had. It says, Jim, you sound like a great all-around fisherman. I'm trolling the Catalina Channel this week, and I really want to get a local marlin. What's your favorite go-to setup for local marlin, lure, bait, leader, hooks, et cetera, from Bob in Huntington Beach?
Ooh, well, that's a big question. But, I fished for years with Mark Wish, and he taught me so much about marlin fishing that I've forgotten a lot of what he taught me. But I remember when they were thick in there, we actually cut the hooks off the trolling lures.
That's what he was talking about last week.
Right. Yeah. We were out on the Osborne Bank, and the marlin was out there thick, and he said, let's just cut we don't want to hook any of these fish. We want to put baits in front of them. So we had the drop back baits. We trolled it. We trolled the lures. We get a zip. The marlin come up. You see the bill. You see the dorsal behind the jig. He's like fighting to get it. Real, And as soon as we do that, we drop back a mackerel in front of them and get them to eat the mackerel. So that's my favorite lure for a marlin is a mackerel.
Yeah, and the reason for that, and then Mark was explaining that last weekend, is the jig ratio of hooking and landing is very, very low.
Yeah.
The jig ratio of hooking and landing when you hook them on a bait is very, very high.
Oh, yeah.
Jig fish fall off. It's just what they do.
It's just what they happen.
They fall off.
Because it might be wrapped around their bill or, a lot of times they're just swatting at it.
They've got a hard mouth. It's hard to get that hook into its mouth. So, if you could drop back, drop, your leader, you want a fairly tough, a strong leader. So I'd say minimum 60, probably go up to 80 to 100 if you're getting a lot of fish. Make sure you got a nice big hook on that mackerel.
There it is. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make that reservation today.
Gary from Lawndale, the Iron Man himself, says, good morning, everybody. Jim Hendricks, thank you for all your efforts with CCA. Can you tell us if the chapter competition charters will be back for 2025?
That remains to be seen. We don't know. They were very popular. I know Chris Aracidera and Tony Bangos took charge of those, and people had a lot of fun. We'd love to see more people signing up for those.
For sure. More participation in that.
Yeah. The more participation we get, the more likely that those will take place.
What, those people that want to support CCA, what are some of the things we can do?
Well, first of all, join.
Join.
Yeah, that's the name.
Support, join today. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Join CCA. It's $40 a year just for a one-year membership. If you want to become a lifetime member, like we are, like Pete and I, we're lifetime members. and you can become a lifetime member for $1,000, and that's great too. But just joining is the most important thing. Then attend our events. You know, attend your chapter events. The barbecues are a blast. Lots of great sponsors. Lots of great prizes.
Like the golf tournament coming up for
like
the Orange County
tournament.
Chapter.
Go to that. The other thing you can do is get involved. Go to regulatory meetings.
Join your local chapter.
Join your local chapter. Get on the board. We will keep you informed about what's going on, but you can also participate in some of these advocacy events.
Yes, and that's what we need to do. The more show of force we can show, the more we have a leg up, which is a very difficult leg, but a leg up on the extreme environmentalists.
The environmentalists are well financed, and we don't have that money. Even if everybody joined, I don't know that we'd have as much money as they do, but we can show up in force, and we can be vocal, and we can be on social media. Right. We can be a force for good.
And as passionate as we are about our right to go fishing and the fact that we're not doing the things that they claim that we're doing, they're passionate about these ridiculous claims that they have. So we have to always realize that what we're up against.
We are. If we don't get involved, we don't fight. We don't fight for our right to fish. We don't fight for our marine resources. We will not have fishing as we know it today.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Here. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller or Texas got those Costa Del Mar. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey,
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford, make it yours, make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, Jim's going to do us the honor and flip the prize coin there. We're going to see who's got that $300 to Costa coming their way. Let's do it, Jim. Okay.
Ooh, nice flip. Yeah, that was a champion flip there.
A caller today. Congratulations, Kevin from Catalina Island. That's a guy that could use a brand new pair of coasters being on the water there. Congratulations,
no
Kevin.
No doubt about it. And, Jim, thanks for all you do. Of course, Saltwater Sportsman can read all about all the great articles you do. And, of course, thanks for all your great support of CCA.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm looking forward to the last day of the Star Tournament. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We'll get some more entries for that that wonderful Parker boat.
Yeah, and we'll stay tuned here, and we'll keep you posted on all that. And thanks, Jim, for all you do. Appreciate
you.
That. And thank you out there. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to all the great people at Sports Grid there. I sure appreciate their support. And thanks to you out there, your calls, your texts, everything about you. We appreciate it. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Captain Bill Wilkerson from The Horizon will be here next Saturday. And then Christy and Bob from Dawson Insurance. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. Right back here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network and 1090 AM.